Turn to Philippians.
Chapter 1, verse 21. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The reason for living is to represent the Lord Jesus Christ, to represent the gospel, represent the good news of salvation. We have good news. And we are representatives. We're ambassadors, the Bible says. An ambassador is one who goes on behalf of another. And so I have the story in my heart, and I go as ambassador of heaven to share that story with you. And says that's the purpose of life. You know Galatians 2 that says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. See, if I'm living for another, then it's yet not I. But it's Christ who lives in me. And to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. In other words, he has a work yet to do on the earth. You can't go till your work's done. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course. You've got to finish your course. Fight to fight. It's a fight of faith. It's not a boxing match with the devil. You can't win over the devil. Jesus defeated the devil. Devil's under your feet. Your fight is to hold fast your confession of faith without wavering. Isn't it? To not give up, to not relinquish, not draw back, not quit. It says, if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit. He's thinking about the gain of dying, how wonderful it would be to step over on the other side, be with the Master face to face. And then he's thinking about the work he's yet to finish. And he says, yet what I should choose, I want not. Now much theology doesn't give you any choice. When you die, you die. When it's your time, you die. But the Bible says you choose. But it tells you not to choose before you're 70, and if by reason of strength 80 years, because you're not finished until then. And any time the thief comes, sickness and disease, it comes to rob me of the rest of my life, of the fight of faith, of the work that I was supposed to do. Do you like to be robbed? We were robbed twice. It's quite interesting. And the first time I really had it in my heart, I really knew something was coming, but I had some things to do away from the house. I started not to go. I had something then me say, maybe you better stay home, but I thought, no, I got all these errands to run, I better go. So that was Spirit of the Lord, and I missed it. Have you ever done that? I have 100% hindsight. When I got home and I put my key in the door, I realized the door's not locked, and I just pushed it with my foot. And I thought for a minute, maybe I didn't lock it properly, but then I realized if I don't lock it properly, that would trigger my security alarm. So I had to have locked it. Somebody's unlocked it. Then I realized the door's a little dented. It's a little damaged. We had to have the people come and replace parts of it. And when I got in the house, it still didn't occur to me that I'd been robbed. I walked through the study and the desk drawers were open. And I said to myself, somebody that works in here is a slob. And I went to shoving the desk drawers, picking things up. I thought, what in the world were we trying to accomplish leaving all this mess? Didn't even cross my mind. See, we become acquainted with sickness and disease, and we don't recognize that it's the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. And we become very complacent. It's only a cold. It's only the flu. It's only diabetes or whatever. And we don't fight the fight. You ever laid down and played dead? Thank God for a faith family. See, we need one another. The Message Bible says, arise from your coffin. I love that verse. And sometimes it takes a person leaning over you saying, get up. Years ago, I do not know what I was teaching. The lady tells me about it every now and then. It was even in another building. I mean, it's been a long time ago. And she said, I said to her, get up off of your sofa. Do something. She remembers that like it was yesterday. I don't remember it at all. But she's been doing something ever since. And she says every time she sits down, thinks she'll take it easy, she hears my voice say, get up off your sofa and do something. Well, thank God for the Spirit of God that would send somebody your way to say, don't give up, don't quit. It's very easy for disease to talk us into quitting and say, this is life and I can make it. You know, some people do have, I can endure this, I can handle this mentality, and so we don't fight the fight of faith to be free. You see, salvation, deliverance, freedom's already been purchased. But you have to stand in Christ, stand for what belongs to you. Now, when I went down the hall that day, and there was jewelry scattered on the floor, and some other drawers were open, it dawned on me, I've been robbed.